And the second pshat is Tichei Agdil, V'acholok Shebisichei, V'acholok Shebisichei. Now, the Yerushalmi says, in so many words, that the psul of any milk of gvil applies even to the teich horse, not only to bachutz, but even to the pnim of the horse. So if we accept the first portion of Rashi, the teich means the regular smoli, the teich means regular smoli. So then the Gemara mentions here another aloche, that the regular smoli can be masha. So, but according to the second, so then we don't have to say that our Gemara is chilka and Yerushal. So then we can say that our Gemara agrees with Yerushal. However, if we accept the second pshat in Rashi, the teich means the gvil v'acholok shebisichei. So the Gemara is implying that the psul of any mukev gvil does not apply to the pnim, to the teichos. So then our Gemara is chilka and Yerushalmi. So we don't pass by Yerushalmi. Now the Tur here mentions today's. So he says, v'imacha shenichtav nikav b'sichayis kosher yeish heimrim afu nikav kol teichei. That is, according to the pshat, according to the second pshat in Rashi, that the teichei shel hei kosher means the gvil v'cholok shebisichei. So our Gemara is chilka neYerushalmi. So mele we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. And then he says, b'Yerushalmi mashma shetzorek gam b'flim mukev gvil. Hilkach afim nikav kol teichei posel. So it doesn't mean that if there is a machlekes between Yerushalmi and Bavli, so perhaps we pass like the Yerushalmi. Of course, if there is a machlekes between Bavli and Yerushalmi, we should pass like the Bavli. But he means, according to the first pshat in Rashi, the Teichei has reference to the regular smoli, so mainly we have no hechech that our Gemara is chilka and Yerushalmi, so maybe we have to pass plenty of Yerushalmi. If our Gemara is not chilik and the din of Yerushalmi, so that means that the two mentions 2 days, and the 2 days are told whether we explain like the first lashon in Rashi in Nikavticha Shalehei or like the second lashon in Rashi. So the first lashon in the two says that v'imlacha shenichta nikav b'seichoeis. So it's kosher. Yeshimrim afunikav kol teichei. In other words, that it's not possible mit bifnim. If lachashem nichtav, there is an ekev bifnim in the teich. And then the second washing the tour, b'yushal memashma shetzorek gam bifnim ukevil, hilkachim nikav kol teichei, is possible. So from the tour, it's mashma that there are 2 days in the case where the nekev occurs after ksive and in the pnim. So according to one day, even if the nekev occurs after ksive and in the pnim of the os, not mibachutz, it's possible, because he says v'imlacha shenichtav nika b'seichayis is kosher. Why? Because it's b'seichayis. And then he says, but b'yerushalmi mashma shetzorek gam bifnim ukevil, hilkach nika kol teichei posel, even though it's nika. So then it follows that where it's nikav mibachutz lachash nichtav, then it's certainly possible. So that means that the two is more machmir than the Bes Yosef, because the Bes Yosef has 2 shades. The Bes Yosef has sikash. The Gemara says that if a tinnik identifies the car the wolf, that the wolf as a wolf in spite of the negev, so then it's kosher. So the kashi is true, it's identified as involved by the teenage, by an average teenage, but it should be possible because there is a negev, so it's not mukev gvil. And here it's not mukev gvil mibachutz. Here the negev is mibachutz, not mibifnim. In the wolf you don't have a teich So it's nekev b'chutz, and still the Gemara says that it's kosher as long as an average tinnik identifies it as a vov. So the Bais Yosef gives two terutzim. One terutz is that the psul of inim kogvil applies only to dibuk keis beos, but doesn't apply to a case of a nekev. So that means even if b'shas ksive, there would be a nekev. So it would also be kosher. And the Bais Yosef says that according to Rashi, it's kosher. If there is, even if the nekev existed at the time of the ksiv. And then the second teretz is that the psul of mukevio only applies to the case of shas ksive, but not where the nekev occurred after the ksiv. But according to both the Shenis and the Bais Yosef, one thing is certain, according to both the Shenis and the Bais Yosef, that if the nekev, if there is no dibukos bos, and it's any mukev real because of a nekev, and the nekev occurred after the ksive, then lechol adeis it's kosher according to both lishinis. But the tour is chilek, and the tour says v'imlach hashenichtav nikav b'sichayis is kosher. Why? Because there is no psul of any mukev gvil in the teich. But Birushalma Mashmas is all gab with ni mukev gvil. Hilkach in nikav kol teich posel. And he says, Lachashenichtav nikav is posel. Mbachutz? So it's certainly posel. So the Torah shita is that where there is a nekev, Lachashive, mibachutz, not mibitni, then it's posel. So then we would expect the Mechaber to be cheshish for the sheet of the Torah. He never ignores the sheet of the Torah. And if in a certain situation he passes not like a Torah, the Chol HaPoches will mention it. But let's see how the Mechaber passes. The Mechaber says, in Sifte Zayin, Nivsak Achas Meoesis, Im Tinek Shein Lechakim Leitipei Shidei Alek Reisi Kosha, Vim Lav Sifte Zayin, Is Simen Lamedvei Sifte Zayin, Vim Lav Post, Vim Tzorich Lechasis Leshor Eisi Es Kmishnei Yagi. Hoti Machshevino, Kishe Nivsak Eis, Davki Kishe Nichtav Bikashas, Vrakei Nivsak, אבל אם התחילו כשנכתב בו יש שם נקד ונפסק בי עם רגל החוף פשוטו וקייץ בו מגיע לסיף הקלב בלי הקב קלב מתחילו סיפוס. So he says that if the נקד occurred בשעס כסיבה, so then it's possible even though it's any מוקב גביל מחמס נקד, not מחמס דיבוקוס בוס. But if the נקד occurred after the כסיבה, so then it's kosher. Then it's kosher. Why? Because then it's kosher according to both the Butzim and the Bais Yosef. But according to the Torah, it should be possible. If it's Bachutz, it should be possible holidays. And if it's Mifnim, so there are 2 days in the Torah. So how is it that the Mechaber ignores the sheet of the Torah? Now, according to the Primigodin's Pshat, in the Mechaber, but then there's another kasha that the Taz raises against the Mechaber. That the Mechaber says to himself, the Taz in Sif Yudal, he says there is a direct stira between one Sif in the Mechaber and another Sif in the Mechaber. Because the Tur, Shite, from the Tur, it's Mashma, not Mashma, but it's Mamesh mentioned by the Tur. That if the nekev occurred le'achak sive in the mibachutz of the os, not mibifnim, then it's certainly possible. But if it occurred, the nekev occurred le'achak sive in the pnim of the os, in the toh of the os, then that 2 days. Whether our gemore is chelik in Yerushalmi or our gemore is not chelik in Yerushalmi. So that's the Torah shita. But according to both terutzim in the Bais Yosef, so if the nekev occurred after the ksive, then it's certainly kosher. And the Mechaber in Sif Tezayin, in Simen Lamedvei Sif Tezayin, paskens paskens that that if the nekev occurred nipsakachas meisias and lachadiksive, so then it's kosher. But then in Siftes Vov, he mamesh adapted the lotion of the two. So in Siftes Vov, the Mechaba says, in lachashem nichta nikav b'sichahei o yamem kosher afilu nikav kol teichel. שהנקב ממה לי כל החול, אבל בירושלמי משמע שגם בפנים צורשי הוא כפקלב. So what is the Mechab? The Tzmamesh, he copied the lotion of the two. So the Mechab of the Siftes Vov says, אם לאחר שנכתב, ניקב בשיחהי, או ימם כושר, אפילו נכתב כל תכן, שהנקב ממה לי כל החול, אבל בירושלמי משמע, that it's possible, לאחר שנכתב ניקב. לאחר שנכתב ניקב. So the Mechab says, that it's possible according to Yerushalmi. But he says it's kosher because it's b'tei chachol. It's b'tei chachol, b'tei chayis. The implication being that if it would be b'chutz, so then it would be possible. And the Yerushalmi says even b'fnim it's possible. So it's possible. So that's like the two. He mamish copied here the motion of the two. So the Mechaber is saying so himself. Between what he says in Siftes Vov and what he says in Siftes Zayin. In Siftes Vov, he adapted the Loshon of the two. And he says that Mibachutz, even if the Nekev occurred, Mibachutz, Lachar Aksiveh, so it's possible. And if it's Mibifnim, so then it's told in Machlekes, the Bavli and Yerushalm. The Bavli and Yerushalm. But Mibachutz, it's certainly possible. Even though it's like the Mechaber deals with Nikev Lachar Aksive, Lachar Shenichtav Nikev. And then, but immediately afterwards in Siftes Zayin, he says, Nipsek Achas Meisies, Nipsek Achas Meisies, so he says, if Ikinik identifies it as a Vov, he identifies the horse, so it's kosher. But, he says, only if the Nekev occurred after the Ksive. But according to the two, he just passed like the two. So even if the Nekev occurred after the Ksive, so Mibachutz it's possible. But Mibifnim, that today is. So there is an outright stire between Siftes Vov and Siftes Zayin. So, that's the kashe of the Taz in Sif Yudalit. In Sif Yudalit, he says, אלו ביצור חיו, הודי דברה שכונו וססרה אדוני, ויסיף תסבוב כוס את מלושר ופוסל מכפותיך, כדברתו. ופידייתי כאן, כושר בזה אפילו בחוץ, ויצור חיו, מה דייתי של השכונו בזה, ויתאים על רמו, שלו יקוס לה בזה כל. So, the primicodim do which is hot, they say a big day hack. They say it in the Mechaber, but the same thing they could say in the tour. Because the Mechaber Mamesh adapts the lotion of the two. He says that when the Mechaber says in Siftes Vov, Im Le'acha Shemichta, Nika B'sichahei Yamem Kosher, Afilu Nika Kotechei, he means Keim Shemichta. But why does he say Im Le'acha Shemichta? So, because the Mechaber wants to mention a case where everything is better. Where everything is better. But Le'chatchile, so the Mele, if it will be Bishas Ksive, so he says, the Mechaber really means, even if Kedem Shenichtav, Nika, Bisechaheyu, Bisechamen, is kosher. And Rabbi Yerushalmi Mashma, that Kedem, if Kedem Shenichtav, so then it's possible. So why does the Mechaber say, because the Mechaber wants to mention a case where it conforms in Lechatchila. And that goes without saying that Bishas Ksive, if there is a Nekev, so Lechatchila you shouldn't write on the Nekev, if the horse borders on the Nekev. But if the Mechaber had mentioned in Le'acha Shenichtav Nikav, אם לאחר שנכתב, ניקב, בשיח ההיא, או יאמן, so kosher, ואין לי שום עביר, then we could understand. He says, אם לאחר שנכתב, ניקב, בשיח ההיא, יאמן, kosher, He doesn't discuss whether he has an Avera or he doesn't have an Avera. Naturally, if it's Lachash Mikhtav Nikaf, how could he have an Avera? He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, he whatever he did was done Kedin. And then the Nekev occurred, so how we couldn't even discuss the question as to whether it conformed the Chatril or not. It happened by itself. But the Mechaber discusses not whether he acted properly or not. The Mechaber discusses whether it's kosher or not kosher. And still he says, Im Lachash Mikhtav Nikhtav Visichayeli Amem Kosher. So it's Mashma, only Lachash Mikhtav, but Kedin Shinikhtav not. So I mean, so the Primigodim's pshat is a big difference. But the pshat of the Derech HaChaim and the Nidbi Hude is much better. He says, Im le'acha shen yichtav, when the thesis, the Derech HaChaim and the Nidbi Hude, they both say that when the Bis Yosef says in the first Derech, and his kasha, he asks the kasha, how does the Gemara say, that in the case where the car of the Bovo Vayare was Nifzak al Bineke, so Rab Zeira said, if it identifies it as a Vov, so it's kosher, but it should be possible even if the Tinik identifies it as a Vov, because it is Eni Mukev Gviel. So the first Eretz is, the Psul of Eni Mukev Gviel applies only to Dibu Kosbios. Applies only to Dibuk Osbios. Dibuk Osbios. And so the Derech HaChaim, they say he doesn't mean that the psul of Inbuk Ekvil is limited only to Dibuk Osbios. It can apply to a case of a Nekev too. But what Bas Yosef means in the first Loshin is that when is there a chesom of any mukev gvil if there is no hekev gvil altogether? There is no hekev gvil, there is no hekev gvil between one os and the other. But if there is hekev gvil between one os and the other, but there is an hekev bordering on the os, so then it's considered mukev gvil. It's considered mukev gvil. Because if you have, let's say, a nose, and then there is an ekev bordering on the nose, so there is mukev gvil, because there is gvil beyond the ekev, and there is no nose os bordering on the other side of the ekev. So that's why it's kosher. So it is mukev gvil. But suppose you have a base, and then you have a gimel, and there is an ekev that extends from the gimel to the base, then it's like dibuk kosbios. So it's not that the Bas Yosef in the first Loshon holds that the whole psul of any mukev gvil applies only to dibuk kosbios. He says it doesn't apply to a case where you have a nekev bordering on os, because as long as the nekev doesn't extend from one os to the other, so it's considered mukev gvil. Masha'im came, if you'll have the nekev will extend from one os to the other, you'll have a base and then you'll have a gimel, and then there is the nekev. So one side of the nekev, let's say the right side of the nekev, so borders upon the base, and the left side of the nekev borders upon the gimel, so then it's like dibuk kosbios. It's like dibuk kosbios. This is what the Derech HaChaim and the Nidbi Hude say. And that's the pshat in the, so memele, the pshat in the Mechaber and Siftes Vov is not in conflict with the Mechaber and Siftes Zayin. So in Siftes Zayin, in other words, so there are two machines in Bas Yosef. The first question Bas Yosef says that where it's any mukev gvil, because a nekev borders on an os, mibachutz, but the nekev does not extend to another os, so then it's considered mukev gvil. So it's considered mukev gvil. So mele the mechaber in Sifte Zayin says, and then the second Russian in the Bas Yosef says, in Bas Yosef is, that where the nekev occurs after the ksive, so it's kosher. So mele, that means that where the nekev is not does not extend from one os to another os, but just is a nekev bordering on an os, and that nekev that borders on the os without extending to the other os. So that nekev that borders on the os occurred after exile, so then it's kosher according to both machines. So that this is what the Mechaba passes in Sifte Zayin, Nivsa Kachas Meisies, in Tinikshin Hakon Leitipi Shibir, which is a kosher post. So, Bohode Machshavin on Kishinivsa Keis, Daf Kishinivsa Mikashres, Vahaki Nivsa. So, that means that the Nekev occurred after the Ksive, and it doesn't extend to the other os. So then it's kosher. Avo! Why? So it's kosher according to both machines. According to the first motion, it's kosher because we do not have a dibu kos bios. And had the nekev extended from one os to the other, then it would be analogous to dibu kos bios. But it doesn't extend from one os to the other, and so it's kosher according to the first motion, and it's kosher according to the second motion too, because the nekev occurred after exit. But in Siftes Vo, he says, "Im le'acha shenichta nikav b'sichahei le'amen kosher afu nikav kolteichei she'anekev mimali kol acholo." So, and that is the lashon of the tour. So it's not that the tour, assumed that the tour shite was contrary to the shite to both the shenis of the Bes Yosef. But when the first portion of the Bes Yosef says that the psul of Inim Mukevil applies only to Dibu Kos Bios, he meant that the psul of Inim Mukevil applies only to a case where there is no Hekevil, but between one os and the other. But that means either if you have a dibu kos bios, or if you have a dibu kos bios al dinekev, you have a base, then you have a gimel, and in between there is a nekev that connects the base with the gimel. So that's like dibu kos bios. So according to the Yerushalmi, that the aloche of any mukevil applies also to the teich, so the Yerushalmi, if you had, let's say, a hay, and you had, if you had a hay, and then you would have a nekev. If this is the hay, and you have the nekev that extends from this regal of the hay to this regal of the hay. So assuming that the psul of any mukevil applies to the teich of an os too, not only to bachut, so then it would be possible according to the first portion of the Bes Yosef too. Because here it's like dibuk kos bios, except that instead of the dibuk of one os to the other, there is a dibuk al dinekev between one yarech of the os of the hay and the other yarech of the hay. So the first lashon in the Mechaber says, "Im le'acha shenichta nikav b'sicha hay o yamen kosher afu nikav kol teichei she'anekev mimali kol acholo." So even though it's like dibuk kos bios, it's dibuk one yarech of the os with the other yarech of the os al dinekev. So it should, even according to the first motion of the Bes Yosef, it should be possible, unless we say that the whole psul of any mukavil applies only to bachutz, not to bifnim. So this is what he says. Then he says, "Birushalom hashma shekam bifnim tzor sheimukev par." So maybe in this case it would be possible. Then in Sifte Zayin, so he says, "Nipsek achas meisies." Is, let's say in the Vov there is an Ekev, but the Ekev does not extend to another os. So then it's kosher according to the first lotion, and it's kosher according to the second lotion. Now let's see. So what is the sheet of the two? So the Mele, the two can be explained according to the Derech HaChayim, So it can be explained very well. So he says, V'yiyah sholeim sholeyiyah b'neki, sh'nadiyivol, v'imlacha sh'nichtav nikav b'sichayis, kosher, yei sh'imrim aflu nikav kol teichim. So it's also kosher. Why? Because our Gemara is chilka l'Yerushalmi. According to the second Loshi, in Rashi, in nikav teichim, is kosher. So the Meile, even though the os extends from one yerech, even though the os, the deke, extends from the yerech hayimini to the yerech hasmeili, so it's analogous to dibuk kosbi os. Here there is also al yidei the deke, there is a dibuk. So one part of an os, the yerech hayimoni, is there is no hekev grill between the yerech hayimoni and the yerech hasmoli. Yerech hasmoli, still it is kosher. Why? Because our Gemara, according to the first motion in the tour, is chelik on the Yerushalmi. Then he says, Yerushalmi mashma shetzor gam bifnim mukev gvil. Hilkach, in nikav kol teichei, is posel. Even though it was, the nekev occurred after the ksivim. So it's still, it is possible. It is still possible. Now, the Bes Yosef has two lishes. So it is ordinarily assumed that the two lishes in the Bes Yosef so exclude each other. In other words, according to the first Teretz in the Bes Yosef, that the reason is why the Gemara Daf Chof Tes in Menoche says that when a tinek identifies it as evolved, so then it's kosher, so it's because the psul of enimuk of will does not apply to a enimuk of will of the neke. And the second teretz, the reason is why the Gemara said it's kosher, if a tinek identifies it as evolved, is because the neke occurred after the ksili. That the two terutzim in Bes Yosef exclude each other. In other words, according to the first teretz in Bes Yosef, So it is, according to the first Teretz in the Bes Yosef, so it is, it all depends as to whether it is a dibu, it's a nimuk and real al dibu kos bios or al dinekev, and this, according to the second Teretz, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's after the ksive, so it is, as long as it's after the ksive, so it's possible. So it's kosher. It's kosher. And if it's b'shas ksive, the nekev b'shas ksive, even though it's, there is no dibukos bios, so it's possible. So then, if we explain the Bes Yosef, the two lishenes in the Bes Yosef that way, so then the two shite is like neither Loshin in Bes Yosef, because from the Tour it's mashma, because the Tour mentions one Loshin that even if there is a nekev that extends from one yerech to the other in the teich, so there is one Loshin, there is an alternative that it's possible. Even though the nekev that extends from one yerech of the hay to the other yerech of the hay occurred after the exil. And the implication being that if such a nekev that extends from one os to the other, let's say in the bachutz, so then it is certainly possible according to the two. But according to Bes Yosef, according to both the shinis and Bes Yosef, so it has to be kosher mimonefshech, because according to the Torah, so the Torah says, V'imlacha shenichtav nikav b'sichleitz, so it's kosher. Yei she'imrim afro nikav kol teichi. En b'Yerushalmi mashma shetzorer gam bifnim mukev gvil. Hilkach, im nikav kol teichi post. So, he says, nikav b'regla atnim mishal hei, v'afil l'nisha minu, elo kol shehu, so it's kosher. So he says, if it is v'nisha menul kosher, is kosher. Nikaf regal almini v'nisha menul leis tano kosher v'imlaf posel. Now, here, the Torah doesn't say. In the beginning, when he says, Nikav kol teichei, so he says, only when he says, after Nikav kol teichei, so it's kosher. But when he says, Nikav rekel aimini, im nisha mumenu, milei istano, so it's kosher, so he doesn't say, even if it extends to the others. So the Beis Halevi is midayik from the Loshin of the Tur, that the Tur says as follows, that according to the Tur, so since the Tur uses the Loshin, v'im le'acha shenichta nikav b'seicho eis, so is kosher, so he mentions v'im le'acha shenichta nikav b'seicho eis, so is kosher. So then he says, "Yesh imrim afu nikav kol teichei, only lacha shenichtav." But kedim shenichtav. So then, if it's nikav b'seicho eis, so then it's possible even if it's not nikav kol teichei. In other words, if lacha shenichtav is nikav, so then it's kosher. Yesh imrim that it's kosher if nikav kol teichei. But if it's kedim shenichtav is nikav, so then it would not be kosher, even if it's not nikav kol teichei. If it's not nikav kol teichei. So according to the Beis Halevi, that's how it's mashma. So according to the Beis Halevi, the Tur himself had a sofik in the Tur Rishenis of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef had the kasha against the Gemara. The Gemara says that when the Vov, the Kari of the Vov of Ayarik was Nifsak, so if it identifies it as a wolf, so then it's kosher. But the question is, even if it identifies it as a wolf, it should still be possible, because it's a nimukev real. So the Beis Yosef gives to the Rutzim, so the Mele, he says that the two also have a sofik in both, in which teretz is correct. So the two also had a sofik, which teretz is correct. So the Mele, that's why the Tur implies that if Kedem Shenichtav, so is Nikav B'Sichoyis, so then it's certainly possible. Then it's certainly possible, because that would be according to the second Roshim Beis Yosef. The second Roshim Beis Yosef says that the reason is why the Gemara says that when the Vov, the Kari of the Vov of Ayarik is Nifsak, and the Tinik identifies it as a Vov, so it's kosher, because the Nekev occurred after the Ksive. The implication being that if the Nekev would occur before the Ksive, so then it would be possible, even if the Nekev would not extend all the way to the others. So it's only kosher because it is after the Ksive. So mele, according to the second Loshin in the Beis Yosef, so if the Nekev would occur before the Ksive, so then it would be possible. So even if there is no Dibukos Bios, and when the Nekev extends from one os to the other, then it's considered to Dibukos Bios, because it doesn't make any difference. But if the Nekev does not extend from one os to the other, so then it's not analogous to Dibukos Bios. So according to the second Teretz in Beis Yosef, the Gemara says that it's kosher only because the Nekev occurred after the Ksive. But if the Nekev would occur before the Ksive, it would be possible, even though it's not in Dibukos Bios, even though the Nekev does not extend from one os to the other. So that's why he says, "V'im la'acha shenichtav nikav b'sichei is kosher." But the implication being, if kedem shenichtav nikav, so then it's possible, even if it doesn't extend all the way to the others. Because maybe the halacha is like the second Moshe de Beis Yosef. I mean, the Tur himself also thought of all this longness of the Tur Lishenes de Beis Yosef. And then, but he says, בירושלמי משמע שצורך גם בפנים מוקב גביל. הילכך, אם ניקב כל תיך פוסל, if the נקב occurred after the דקסיבי, but if the נקב occurred, so he says, then it's possible only if ניקב כל תיך, because the nekev occurred after the ksive. But if the nekev occurred before the ksive, then he, according to Yerushalme, even if it's not nikav kol teich. So in other words, so the psak of the tur, according to the Bisalevi, the psak of the tur is that the tur himself was cheshish for that sofik, the two terutzim of the Bes Yosef. In other words, the tur himself had both terutzim, knew of both terutzim of the Bes Yosef, and misofik, he puzzled in a case where a nekev occurred before the ksive, then even if the nekev did not extend all the way to the other horse, so it's possible because of a sofik, maybe the important consideration is whether the nekev occurred before the ksive or after the ksive, and if the nekev occurred before the ksive, even if it's a small nekev that just borders upon the os and doesn't extend to the other os, so it's possible. That's why he passes that if a nekev occurred before the ksive, then it's always possible, even if it's not mimali the kolachol. And then the other, and then the two also passes that if the nekev occurred, if the nekev occurred after the ksive, but it extended from one os to the other, then it's also possible because of the possibility that the first teretz of the Bes Yosef is the correct teretz. I mean, even though the two lived before the Bes Yosef, but the two thought of all these ones, and that's very strange. If the two, but that if the two should say that in either case it's possible because of his own. If the two had thought that in the case where the nekev occurred before the ksive, so then it's possible even though the nekev does not extend from one off to the other because of his own, he should say because of his own, he should discuss it. From the Rosh of the two, it's mashma. V'yiyeh sholeim sholeyiyeh b'nekev שאין הדיר ואם לאחר שנכתב ניקב בשיחוס קושי. So יש אמרים אפילו ניקב פותח, but only לאחר שנכתב, but כאם שנכתב, so it's possible even though it's not ניקב פותח. So that's one thing. Then another thing that even לאחר שנכתב, so when we say that it's nikev is kosher, that the nikev is kosher only bifnim, so then there is one loshi, but mibachutz not. So in each case it is possible on the basis of isofik, so he should say it. But I think that the two lishenes in the Bes Yosef do not negate each other. Even though the Bes Yosef himself says there are some Rishenim who agree with the concept expressed in the first teretz, and some Rishenim agree with the concept expressed in the second teretz, but the Bes Yosef doesn't mean that it's one or the other. It could be that both are true, and perhaps we have to resort to both the Rishenim, according to Bes Yosef himself, and that is probably the pshat in the Torah. Because since the Torah does not say that in the case where the nekev occurs after the ksive and mibachutz, and it extends from one os to the other, so it's possible b'tirasofik, and it doesn't say that in the case where the nekev occurs before the ksive, but it does not extend from one or to the other, it's also possible that in each case it's possible misofik, because maybe the important consideration is whether it, there was a nekev at the time of the ksive, or the important consideration is whether it's a dibuk kosbi os, whether there is a dibuk between one os and the other, al de nekev. He doesn't say that. He says stam. So it's mashma that the two parcels in each case vitirasvara. And so it could be that the Bes Yosef himself, too, he points out that according to some Rishenim only recognize the principle mentioned in the first Eretz. Some Rishenim only mention the principle mentioned in the second Eretz. But in the Torah himself could agree with both concepts. In other words, and the Bes Yosef himself could agree with both concepts. And the Bes Yosef really means, according to his own shita, that when the Gemara says that the Kared evolved by Yarek was Nifsak al Dinekev and also the Kamed Rav Zeire, so Rav Zeire said if a kinik, an average kinik, identifies it as a wolf, so then it's kosher. So the reason as to why it was kosher, why Rav Zeira said it was kosher, because of two prerequisites. Number one, that there was no nekev that extended from one os to the other. In other words, there was just a vav. There was just, let's say, a vav. There was just a vav. And then there was a nekev in that vav, but it didn't extend, let's say, to another os, a hey. The nekev did not extend to another os. So there was no dibu kosbi os. And then this nekev that did not extend to another os. So the nekev occurred after the ksive. Only because both prerequisites were present. First, the nekev occurred after the ksive of the wolf, and then the nekev did not extend to another os. That's why it was kosher. But if, let's say, only one prerequisite would be present, and not the other, then it would be possible. Why? Because there are two gemoras. Last week I mentioned Gemara Daf Lamed Hey. So what does the Gemara say here? V'yomer Abai, Hai Kiyuf and Nitviyum, Tzorach Lemivnik and Nitviyum, V'yiz B'reyese, U'binik Sivetam, V'leke, Rabdim Minado Yomar, L'yitzorach Kulmese, L'yitzorach, Kulmese Borek. So what does it mean, Reyese, if there is a Nekev? So that's a Gemara, that if there is a Nekev in the Nos, so then it's possible, because it's not Iksivetam. So last week we discussed it according to the Primigodim, according to the Rechachayim, I mean, what kind of Edin it is. But it could be that according to the two, and according to the Bes Yosef himself, so there are two separate halachas. One Gemara is the Gemara Daf Choftes. So when the Gemara says, so what does it mean? So that's a halacha in the Tzura source. That if an os is not mukev gvil me'arba v'cheseo, so it doesn't have the Tzura source. That's one halacha. So it doesn't make any difference how he does not have the tzura of the os. Whether al didi because of the os. So let's say, a vov and the hay touch each other. Whether they touch each other in the course of the ksive, they started to touch each other. Or after the ksive, they started to touch each other. So it doesn't make any difference. As long as there is a dibu kosbi os, so then it doesn't have the proper tzura of the os, if there is a dibu kosbi os. And it doesn't make any difference whether there is mamesh dibu kosbi os, or because there is a nekev, like here. There is a nekev that unites, the nekev unites the hay with the bow. So as long as the nekev extends from one os to the other, so it's mamish like dibuk os beos. It doesn't make any difference whether the dibuk is constituted by the hay or the dibuk is constituted by a nekev. So if there is a dibuk os beos, whether it's al yidei the hay or al yidei the nekev, So then it doesn't have the tzura sos. That's the aloche of kol eishin gvil mukevlo mi'arba v'chesel. And even if the nekev that combines the two eiseis, so takes place after exive, so still the tzura sos is lacking. That's the aloche of any mukevlo. That's the aloche mentioned after this. Then the aloche mentioned that one with hey. Mentioned the Gemara, the Memre that Choftes Omedalev of Kolesi, the name of Chavuda Marav of Kolesi, if you look at myself, Sulo is the Aloch in the Tzuresos, in the Tzuretamo. And the Aloch of Lamedei is in Ksivetamo, not in Tzuretamo, in the Maise Ksivetamo. So it's two separate Aloches. So as far as Tzuretamo is concerned, so when do we say it does not have a Tzuretamo if there is a dibuk kos bios al dinekev? But suppose there is, if you have, let's say, the vov you have, and you have, it doesn't extend to the other os, but just in a kef like this, so then it's no chison in the Tzuretamo. But if Bishas Ksive there is in Nekev, and when he writes on the border of the Nekev, so then the Mais Ksive, it's not Ksive Tamo. So Mele, if Bishas Ksive, so then it's possible, even if the Nekev does not extend all the way from one was to the other in the Mais Ksive. So in the Mais Ksive, and then in the Mais Ksive, it doesn't make any difference. True, that many Rishayim say that our Gemara is Chilik on the Yerushalmi. And our Gemara holds that the psul of Muket Grio does not apply to the Pnim, only to the Chutz of the Os, not to the Pnim of the Os. That's only in regard to the Tzuretamo. So, in the regard to the Tzuretamo, so if one Os touches another Os, Al-Yidei, a Nekev that extends from this Os to that Os, then it's a chisom in the tzuretam of both ACS. But if a nekev is extends from one yarech of the hay to the other yarech of the hay, so then, according to many of the shenim, our Gemara holds, it's not a chisom in the tzuretam. When is it a chisom in the tzuretam? If the nekev extends from one os to the other, let's say from the wolf to the hay, but not if the nekev extends from this yarech to that yarech, it's not a diminution in the tzuretam of the hay. That, according to Yerushalmi, it is. But if we shall succeed, there will be a nekev, and then you start writing the wall, so then in the Maisek Sive, so it's a chisom in the Maisek Sive Tamo, if he writes on the border of the nekev. So that's why, so it's two separate aloches. One aloche is the Gemore Daf Choftes, Koleishim Mukev Gvil, and one aloche is the Gemore Daf Amedei. So the Mele, the two, so it's not the Tirasophic. But it's with Tirasvadai. So the Torah says, and as a matter of fact, the lotion of the Torah is very good this way, because the Torah says, V'yiyah sholem shelo yiyah b'nekev, she'in adyoy ino. Then he says, V'imacha she'nichtav nikav b'secheis. So, what was he referring up to now? To Bishas Ksive. So in other words, so Bishas Ksive, it has to be sholem b'lo nekev. There shouldn't be the smallest nekev. If he starts writing on the border of a nekev, even though the nekev is a tiny little nekev, but if he starts writing on the border of the nekev, it doesn't make any difference whether the nekev is mibitnim or the nekev is mibachutz. It does not make any difference. Let's say there is a nekev here, so he cannot start writing like this on the border of the nekev, even if the nekev does not extend to the other end. So it's still not a chisom in Ksive Tamo. So this is what the Torah says at first. V'yiyah sholem shelo yiyah b'nekev, she'inadyoy ino. Because if there is a nekev and he starts writing the Ksive of the Os on the nekev, on the border of nekev, whether the nekev is mibfnim, mibachutz, whether it extends or doesn't extend, it's not a ma'is Ksive Tamo. That's one thing. Then he says, but suppose at the time of the Ksive there was no nekev. But la'acha she'nichtav nikav b'secheis. So then there is no problem with Ksive Tamo, but the shaila is with Tzuva Tamo. That's the other aloha daf koftes. So then yesh emrim afu nikav kol teichei. So it's also kosher, and it's not a chisom. It's not a chisom in Tzuva Tamo because the nekev just combines one yarech of the same os with the other yarech of the same os, uberishalme mashma shetzoer gam bifnim ukevdil. Hilkach im nikav koteich ipostel because of natzuretamo. And according to the first motion, it's no chisom in tzuretamo. But when he says, and then he says, nikav regel ayimini im nisham menom leistano kosher. So what does he mean? Nikav regel ayimini after the Ksive, and the Nekev did not extend to another, it wasn't a coextensive Nekev that extends to another Os. So then it's kosher. So then it's kosher, because we don't have the aloche of Tzugatamo. Tzugatamo is only shayach if there is a dibuk hosbios. Whether there is a dibuk hosbios as a result of yei, or a dibuk hosbios as a result of a neged. That's the shite of the two. And the mechaber, even though the mechaber, the two, the Bis Yosef himself, he mentioning the two talitim, so he mentions them as two separate concepts, because they are the Rishonim who agree with the concept expressed in the first Teretz, and they are the Rishonim who agree with the concept expressed in the second Teretz. So he mentions it as two separate talitim, but the two himself recognizes both principles, and not on the basis of something. But B'tiras Vadai and the Mechaber himself, when he passed in Tla'aloche, in the Shulchan Aruch, so he could agree with the Shite of the two. And that's why the Mechaber doesn't say, in regard to these dinim, that it's only Misofik. He says, Hodi Machshirino, Kishenifsak Eiz, Davke Kishenichtav Vikashres, V'hakei Nifsal, Avol Yitchilo Kishenichtav Boi Yashem Nekev, V'nifsak Boi. So then it is possible. So if we say that the two terutzim negate each other, but it is sofik, the Bis Yosef and the sofik, which teretz is the right teretz, so then he should say, so yei sofik me avo im itchiro kishenichta hoyo shomneke v'nichsa, so yei shemrim shehu post. He doesn't say yei shemrim shehu post. It's mashma the teretz vadai. But if we say that the two agrees with both principles, the principle expressed in the first lashon and the principle expressed in the second lashon, and the mechaber also passes like the two, but they are the sheni who recognize one principle and don't recognize the other principle. So that's the reason why the Bis Yosef mentions suits two separate oaths. And you see, and he says that according to Rashi, when he mentioned the first Eretz, so he says, V'ochet diik washen Rashi, Shepirei she'ingvim hukevro, Shemdubekes beis acheret, V'gabi ifsik vob devayarek v'nikve, Kosav vob devayarek ira b'mokin nekev, Mashma debishas ksive poka b'nekev. Mashma bishas ksive poka b'nekev. So in other words, so, but v'ochet kosher. You can lechatim l'tipesh kol v'yarek. Why? Because in view of the fact that the nekev did not extend from the wolf, let's say, to the other horse, so it was kosher according to Rashi, even though the nekev existed at the time of the ksiv. In other words, because Rashi agrees only with the principle expressed in the first teretz of the Bis Yosef. Rashi. So according to Rashi, so then the question arises. So how about the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei? So we'll have to say what we said last week. That the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei has reference to a case where, let's say, there is a nekev in the same horse, and the tinig l'chatam l'tipesh. So identifies it. So according to the Meir Shite, so it's kosher ligamre. But even the Rishayim, so but even those who are chilik on the Miri, so it's not kosher ligamre. So as I mentioned in the name of the Primigodim, so it's only psul because it's not ksivetamo. But in Igeret, everybody would agree with the shite of the Miri. So by stam it is psul because of ksivetamo. That we'll have to say according to Rashi. But according to the two, it's two separate. Is two separate aloches. So memele, now, the Mishneh Brura is masik on the Derech HaChayim. Because the Derech HaChayim says that the first lashon in Bis Yosef, when the first lashon in Bis Yosef says that the psul of Inu Kevil applies only to Ibn Bukos Bios, he doesn't mean that the psul of any mukev vil doesn't apply to any mukev vil al the nekev altogether. But the Chaim says what the first Moshe Bes Yosef means is that he, in the case where the nekev does not extend all the way from one nose to the other, so then it's considered mukev vil. But in the Chaname, if the nekev extends all the way from one nose to the other, the way it is here, from the wolf to the hay, So then it will be possible even according to the first portion. This is what the Derachaim Limudei say. The Primigodim, which is Hod, they say no. That according to the first portion, the first Teretz, according to the principle expressed in the first Teretz of the Bes Yosef, so it will be kosher, even if the Nekev is coextensive. It extends from the Vov to the He, all the way. It will still be kosher. It will still be kosher, if it extends. And when the Mechaber says, Hode Machsherino, Kishe Nifsak Eis, Davke Kishe Nichtav Bikashas, Varakei Nifsak, Abu Nitchila Kishe Nichtav, Hoyo Shom Nekev, Vinifsak Boy, so the Mechaber says that it's possible with Machmasot. This is what the Mishnah puts, this is how the Primigodim explains it. So in other words, so if the Negev existed at the time of the Ksivus Oros, so then it is possible. So it is possible because maybe the Aloha is like the second Loshin Bes Yosef. But according to the first portion of Bes Yosef, it will be kosher. It will be kosher. So this is how the Primigodim explains the Mechaber. So the according to the Derech HaChaim and according to the Nevi Ude, so in the Mechaber says, Hode machsherinon, kishe nipsak eiz dav, kishe nirz nikashir ez varakei nipsal. Avo, im itchilo kishe nichtav, hoyo shom nekev, so the Mechaber, according to the Derech HaChaim, so it could be b'tiras vada, according to both Rishonim, but the Mechaber has reference to a case where the nekev extended from one os to the other. So the Mishneh Berurah is masik under the Chaim Zepshat in the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber says here in Sifte Zayin, V'nifzak bei im regel, V'nifzak, hoi, im itchil, avo im itchil, kishenichta, hoi yoshaneka, V'nifzak boi, im regel, hachot. So, ipshuto, oi kayeitzibo, magi al esif haklav, bili hekef klav, mitchilose is possible. So he says, so the Mechaber mentions another din that if suppose the regel achot, if you have, let's say, the regel achot, and it's magia, and at the very beginning of the ksive, so if at the very beginning of the ksive, so it was magia when he wrote it at the ksive, so he finished it up to the end of the cloud, so it is possible. The implication being that if, let's say, at the time of the Ksive, it did not write it till the end of the class, but he wrote it like this. At the time of the Ksive, he wrote the Chof like this, and he left a margin. And then he cut it off. He says, "Beferish, im regel achov apshuto ikayitzibo magia lesif aklav bili hekef klav mitchilose." What does it mean, mitchilose? Mitchilose means that at the very outset he finished it, the regel of the chov at the end, not leaving any margin. But if at the very outset when he wrote, he left a little bit of a margin, and then after the ksive, he cut off the margin. He cut off the margin. So now, if there is no margin left, so then it would be kosher. So he says, so if we say, so the Mishneh Berurah says, that's a raya, that the Derech HaChaim and the Nidhi Behudas Pshat is not a correct Pshat. Because if we say like the Primigodim, according to the Primigodim, so according to the first Teretz in Bes Yosef, so the whole psul of Mukim Tvil applies only to Dibuk Osbios. It doesn't apply to any other case. According to the second Teretz in Bes Yosef, the Prumi Kodim says, so the psul of Mukim Tvil applies to every case, but it only applies to a case if it took place Bishaksim. So in Meile we can understand as to why the Mechaber says that when is it possible only if he wrote the time of the Ksive, so he finished the regular Mechof at the very end of the clock, like this. So then it is possible. Then it is possible. So then it is possible, Machmasofik, maybe the Halacha is like the second Loshin in Bes Yosef. But according to the first Loshin in Bes Yosef, it would be kosher. But Machmasofik, it would be possible. But if at the time when he wrote, he left the margin and then he tore off the piece of paper, so then it would be kosher. But according to the Derech HaChaim in the Yehude, so why does the Mechaber emphasize only when is it possible, only if he finished it at the very outset, at the end of the klal? But if he finished it, he left a little margin, and then he tore off the margin, so then it is kosher, but according to the Derech HaChaim, so according to the first portion of Bes Yosef, it should be possible even in that case. Because the first Teretz in the Bes Yosef says that in the Gemara in Munoches, so it was kosher because there was no Dibuk Osbios. But if there is a Dibuk Osbios, so in other words, so there was, because the only reason is why it was kosher, because there was no Dibuk Osbios. So in other words, so it was Mukim Tvil. Why was it Mukim Tvil? Because beyond the Nekev, there was Tvil. But in this case, where he writes, where he finishes the regal of the Chof, and he leaves a little bit of a margin, then he tears off the margin. He tears off the cloud. So then there is no, the moment he tears off this piece of cloth, so then there is no Mukiv Gvil here. So according to the Derech HaChaim's Pshat in the Bes Yosef, it should be possible. Alibi, the first portion in Bes Yosef, so why does he say the Mechaber im regel achof apshuto uikayitzibo magia lisif aklav bili hekev klav mitchilosi posl, but only when there was bili hekev klav mitchilosi, if he finished it at the very outset, at the very end, but if he left the margin at the time of the Ksive and then he tore off a piece of that piece of cloth at the margin, so then it's kosher. According to the Chaim and Buddhist Pshat, it should be possible, even in that case, even if he left a little bit of a margin, and then he tore off the margin, the cloth. So it should be possible. Because the only reason is why in the Gemara, or Rav Zeira said that it is kosher, is because over there, since the nekev did not extend from one os to the other, so there was mukev gvil beyond the nekev. There was mukev gvil beyond the nekev. So in other words, if here there is a nekev, so, but here there is gvil. Beyond the nekev there is gvil. Basheikin in this case, where he tore off the parchment, so then there is no gvil, maki. Here at the end of the regel, of the chof. That, so because of that, so the Mishneh Brura is midayik. That is Nisinu Lamed Veis and on Sifte Zion, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Beir Aloche, V'hakei Nifsak. So he is masik that under the Chaim's Pshat, in the Beir Aloche, at the bottom. So he says, alright, but the Beis Halevi says the same thing as the Derech HaChaim and the Nevi Yehudeh, but he mentions one thing, that the Derech HaChaim probably meant the same thing, except that the Mishneh Berurah assumed another Pshat. The Beis Halevi also says that the Pshat in the first Loshon Beis Yosef is not that the whole halacha of any Mikvil applies only to Dibuk or is Bios al Vidyoy. Why should it be limited only to Dibuk or is Bios al Vidyoy? But the first Loshon Beis Yosef says that word it's any Mikvil because of Inekev, and then there is no, and the Nekev does not combine to ACS, so then it's considered Mikvil. But then he says it can be explained in two ways. In other words, if the Nekev is not coextensive, does not extend to the other horse, so then we say that there is, it is Mukevril, because beyond the Nekev there is Gvil. But we can say something else. Not because there is Gvil, beyond the Nekev there is Gvil. But the whole aloche of any Mukev Gvil is a halacha that between one horse and the other there must be hekev gvil. There must be gvil between one horse and the other. There must be an intervening gvil between one horse and the other. And then he mentions the lashon of the Shemush Rabbi. Assume and understood that there are Chaim and Yehuda, that they say that the first question Beis Yosef says, if the Nekev is not coextensive, it doesn't reach out to another horse, so then it's kosher, because then it's considered Mukevril on account of the parchment that exists beyond the Nekev. It's not that. But what the Derachayim mean is what the Shemush Rabbe says, that the whole halacha of Mukev Gvil is a halacha that between one horse and another there has to be Hekev Gvil. Just as there is a halacha between one parsha and another parsha, there has to be Revach. So here it's not a halacha of Revach. Between one horse and another, there has to be a Hekev Gvil. So this is what he says, the Shemush Rabbe says that. So he says, "V'hod Amar Rav Yudah Marav Kol Eishin Gvil Makiv Lapsuo Ha'u Mifush Od Itanye V'Chachomi Meimrin Tzorich Sheyiyeh Bnei Yisrael Kim Leichud Asar." So in other words, between one teva and another, there has to be revach of one os, and between one os and another, there has to be revach kichud asare. So it doesn't mean just revach kichud asare. There has to be revach kichud asare of gvil. So, suppose if you have a nekev between one horse and another, you also have revach. But then the revach consists of the nekev, of the chol. No. So, the halacha is that the revach between one horse and another has to be constituted by gvil, not revach. If the revach is constituted, is supplied by a nekev, so that's not, or by a typical joy, If the Rebach is constituted by a typical joy, so then it's not good. In other words, there has to be Rebach. The Rebach has to be constituted by Gvil. But it's a aloche of, according to Moshe Rabbe, it's a aloche. This is expressive of the aloche of Sorich Sheyeh B'neis Le'eis Kim Le'ichud Asar. So what does it mean, Kim Le'ichud Asar? Kim Le'ichud Asar has to be supplied. The Rebach, Kim Le'ichud Asar, has to be supplied by Gvil, not by Nekef, not by Joy, but by Gvil. So that's the whole aloche. So Mimele, now, and there's the Pshat in the Rechaim also. There's the Pshat in the Rechaim. Not the Mishne Brure understood the Rechaim, and the Nebihude is saying that the reason is why. The first portion of Yosef says that where there is no Dibu Kosbios, there is just the Nekev, and the Nekev does not extend, does not reach out to the other ones. So then it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because it is Mukev Gvil. Why is it Mukev Gvil? Because beyond the Negev there is Gvil. That's not some Mele, it's a good Asogi. But the Pshat in the Rechaim is something else, what the Bisalevi says. In other words, if the Negev extends from one os to the other, so then it's not Mukev Gvil, because the Aloche, the essence of the Aloche, of Mukev Gvil is, there has to be between one os and another, there has to be Rebach, Kechut Asare, constituted by Gvil. There has to be Gvil Rebach, Kechut Asare, between one os and another. So if there is a Dibuk al Yedid Joy, so the Rebach is not supplied by Gvil, so it is supplied by Joy. If there is a Nekev between one us and another, so then there is no Gvil Rebach between us and another. But suppose there is a Nekev, and the Nekev is not coextensive, it doesn't reach out to the other us. If, let's say, there is a Nekev like this between the Vov and the Hay, so between the Hay and the Vov, there is no Rebach Kichut Asare constituted by Gvil. But if there is just a Nekev that doesn't extend to the other us, so there is a lot of Rebach, of Gvil, between one us and the other. So Mimele, in this case, so now we can understand. So the Mechaber does not contradict the Derech HaChaim Yehudas Pshat. Because the Mishneh Brura raises the question, after all, the Mechaber says, Im regel achof ha-pshuto, oi kayen zibo, magi al yosef ha-klav, Bili hekev klav mitchilosi is possible. So when is it possible? Even at the time of the ksive, he stretched it out, the foot, the leg of the chof, apshuto, up to the end, without leaving a margin. The implication being that even at the time of the ksive of the regel of the chof, he left the margin, and then he tore off the margin, so it's kosher. But according to the Rechaim, it should be possible. According to the first question of Bes Yosef, even in that case, because when he tears off the margin, so then there is no grill that is makiv, the regal of the chov. The answer is that's not the pshat in the Derech HaChaim. The pshat in the Derech HaChaim is that if the nekev extends from one os to the other, so then there is no revach of will between the two aces. But in this case, where he left the margin, and then he tore off the margin, so then there is no, so you don't have two aces that without revach between the two of them. So maybe it's kosher. But if the time of the ksive, he wrote it after the end, so then it's possible because of the other aloche that is mentioned in the Aflamedei, because of ksive tamo, not because of tzura tamo. All right, so that explains the shite of the Riv. I mean the shite of the Tur and the Psak of the Mechaber. So we don't have to say that the Mechaber is really as a Sofik, whether the MSC is like the first Teretz or the MSC is like the other Teretz. Now let's see the shite of the Rambam.
פרק א' מחסים הלוך יתס. וצורך לאיזויה בקסיבוסון, כדי שלתידובק איז באיז, שכל אי שאינוי או מקיף לומר ברכסה או פוסל, וכל אי שנתיני כשאיני לחוכם ולסוחו, יוכל לקריס או פוסל, לפי חוך צורך לאיזויה. בצור עשר איסייס, שלתידמה היוד לבוב, לבובליות בבית, דן נלוך החופי סייס. אי אשר יונוקו, לא יכתיב על גבי הנקב, וכל נקב שעד יהיה ורס עלו, אין נקב, הוא מותר לכתיב עלו. לפי חוך מותר לכתיב על גבי איר או איף שניסבית. ניקב או איר, אחר שנכתב, אם ניקב בשיח או איס, כן תיך אי או תיך מם, וכן בשור איס יש כושר. ניקב בירח של איס עד שנפסיקו, אם נשתה ימנו מלא איסטנו כושר, והוא של ידידם על איס אחרס. נשתיה מנו מלאי סטן אופסול. Now, the base of Levi is מדייק from the Loshna Rambam, that the Rambam in Mukev Gvil is the biggest maker. More maker than anyone else. Because we saw, I mean, that according to the Tur is a big machmir in Mukev Gvil. In other words, even the time of the Xile, so there is in the cave, so then it's possible the holidays according to the Bavli, according to the Yerushalmi, even if the Nekev is betech us, because then it's a chisom in Ksivetam, the Gemara that from the hey. And if it is, if the Nekev occurred after the Ksive, so then it is only kosher if the Nekev is not coextensive, doesn't extend to the others. But if it extends to the others, if it extends to the other host, then bachutz, so then it is possible. He says, the Beis Halevi says, that the Rambam is a makir in Mukevri. Because first in Aloch Yates, the Rambam says, v'tzorich li'zoya b'ksivosom. So, he emphasizes the Loshni, v'tzorich li'zoya b'ksivosom. B'ksivosom. So in other words, the Rambam is reference to a case where the psul of Inmukevil takes place at the time of the Ksive, not later on. Because he says, Vitzorch Lizoya Biksivosom. Why doesn't the Rambam say Vitzorch Lizoya? Shall it not be case beis? He says Vitzorch Lizoya Biksivosom. So that means, after the Ksive, there is no psul of Inmukevil. It doesn't make any difference. So that's like the second teret in the Besiosif. That's like the second teret in the Besiosif. Vitzorch Lizoya Biksivosom. Kidei. But then, and the Bes Yosef himself says that the Shittes HaRambam is like the second teretz in the Bes Yosef. The Bes Yosef himself says, and the Torah. But then the Bes Halevi is midayik something else, and that's a thing deal. So he says, V'tzorich li'zoya b'ksivoson, kidei, shalitido b'keis beis. So doesn't that emphasize, like the first Losh, the Bes Yosef and the two, so he mentioned the two Torahs. And even though, I mean, I said that the Bes Yosef himself agrees with the Shittes HaTur that each principle is correct, but each principle is a separate principle, and the Arishenim will agree with the principle expressed in the first Teretz, and the Arishenim will agree with the principle expressed in the second Teretz. The two Shittes is that both principles are correct. And the Bes Yosef, I think that the Bes Yosef passed it like the two. It's not B'tiras Sofik, but B'tiras Vadai, that he passed it that way. In Tesvov, in Sif Tesvov, it's a design. But each Teret is expressive of a certain principle. So, the Bes Yosef says that Rashi agrees with the principle expressed in the first Losh. And the Rambam agrees with the principle expressed in the second Losh. That's what Bes Yosef says. But the Bes Halevi, the Bes Halevi is midayik from the Rosh of the Rambam. Since the Rambam says, V'tzorich li'zoya b'ksivoson, kidei shalitido b'keis beis, why does the Rambam emphasize, kidei shalitido b'keis beis? Let him say, V'tzorich li'zoya b'ksivoson, shekol eis, sheyie mukev vil ma'aber v'chesel. Why does the Rambam have to say, V'tzorich li'zoya b'ksivoson, kidei shalitido b'keis beis? So from that he deduces that the Shittes HaRambam is like the first Loshon of the Bes Yosef. The Bes Yosef himself says, when he gives the second teretz. So he says that the Shittas Rambam is like the second teretz. When he gives the first teretz, he says Shittas Rashi is like the first teretz. But the Bisalevi is midayik on Roshna Rambam, since the Rambam emphasizes the expression so it's right that the Rambam agrees with the first teretz of the Bais Yosef. What's the first teretz of Bais Yosef? That the whole psul of Mukev Gliel applies only to Dibuk Eiz Beis. That's why the Rambam says because if the Rambam Shita had been completely like the second teretz, as the Bais Yosef says, so then he should say v'tzorech lizoya b'ksivoson she yie koleis mukef ma'abar v'chesel. Why does he say v'tzorech lizoya b'ksivoson do b'ksivoson do b'ksivoson? So that means he emphasizes the principle expressed in the first portion of Bais Yosef. Oh, but if he emphasizes the principle expressed in the first portion of Bais Yosef, and if the pshat in the first portion of Bais Yosef is like the Primigodim says, so then why does the Rambam have to say again shekol eishin lo'eir mukef lomav v'chesel posel? If we'll say like the Primigodim pshat in the first portion of Bais Yosef, that according to the first portion of Bais Yosef, the important consideration is dibukos bios al yidyoy. That's what it means. Nothing else. So mele, the Rambam already said, "V'tzorich lizula b'ksevoson, ken shlitlobik eiz beiz." Why does he have to say shekolei sheneyom makiflo ma'aber v'chesel posel? That's a purpose. So because of that, the Beis Halevi is midayik that the Rambam, while he emphasizes like the principle expressed in the first portion of Bais Yosef, but what's the pshat according to the Derech HaChaim, according to the Bais Halevi himself, in the first portion of Bais Yosef? He doesn't mean to exclude any mukev gvil machmas nekev completely. No, he only means to exclude the first portion of Bais Yosef. Only means to exclude any mukev gvil because of a small nekev that does not reach out to the other os. But if the nekev reaches out to the other os, then it's like dibukos bios. So that's why the Rambam did not content himself by just saying v'tzorich lizoya b'ksevosim do b'keis beis. Because if he had just said v'tzorich lizoya b'ksevosim do b'keis beis, so one would say he means as the Primigodim understands the first portion of this Yosef. In other words, that it's limited only to dibukos bios al yidyoy. No. Dibu kosbios al di dioi and dibu kosbios al di neket that reaches out from one os to the other is the hainach. So that's why the Rambam says v'tzorich li'izoya b'ksivoson kidei shel itidobik eis b'eis shekol oi she'inoei o makif lo ma'aba v'chesel o posel. So posel. In other words, the psul of any mukev gvil applies to dibu kosbios al nidyoi, and also to dibu kosbios al nekev. If a nekev combines two aces like this, so that we also have the psul of any mukev gvil. And then the Rambam says in Aloch Echov, Nikav, he says, Nikav hoei acha shel nichtav. Im nikav b'seich hoeis, ki in teich hei, oi teich mem, v'chein b'sho eis yes is kosher. So is kosher. So he says that it means Nikav hoei acha shel nichtav. Im nikav b'seich hoeis, ki in teich hei, if the nekev extends from one yerech of the hay to the other yerech of the hay. So nikav hay achash nichtav. So if it's achash nichtav, so even if it extends from one yerech of the hay to the other yerech of the hay. I mean, this is how the Bishalevi explains it, but it's a very faint diuk, because it's possible that when the Rambam says v'tzorech li'zoya b'ksivosom, it's possible that when the Rambam says v'tzorech li'zoya b'ksivosom kidei shalitidobik eiz b'eiz shekol eiz sheinoeo makiflom me'arba rechaseo is possible. So it doesn't mean only when the nekev reaches out from one horse to the other. In other words, according to the Rambam, if the time of the Ksirin, as the Bais Yosef says, I mean, according to the Bais Halevi's Diuk in the Rambam, so the Rambam is the biggest Meikil. He is more Meikil than any Lashon in the Bais Yosef, because according to the second Lashon, according to the principle expressed in the second Lashon in the Bais Yosef, so the important consideration is that the time of the Ksirin. And so according to the principle expressed in the second Lashon of Bais Yosef, if there is a nekev at the time of the ksive, even if the nekev does not reach out, even if the nekev does not reach out from one os to the other, so it's also possible. Masha'inkin, according to the Bais Halevi's pshat in the Rambam, the Rambam is more making. In other words, suppose there is a nekev at the time of the ksive, but the nekev does not reach out from one host to the other, so then it is kosher. When is it possible? According to the Rambam, only if the nekev existed at the time of the ksive, and the nekev extended at the time of the ksive from one host to the other, or from one yerech of the host to the other yerech of the host. That's a very big way. But Meichat say. Now, the Bais Yosef appears to say that according to the Rambam agrees with the principle expressed in the second Teretz. So, in Meile, it is consistent with the Roshna Rambam that when the Rambam says, Nikavay Rachashem Yichta, in Nikav. Bisechois, ki in techei, oi techmen, vichin bishoreis yes. So is kosher, so the Rambam means, if after the ksive, even if the nekev they developed, after the ksive extended from all the way, the whole tech of the osso, from one osso to the other, so it's still kosher. But, when the Rambam says, vitzorich li zoya biksivoson, at the time of the ksive, so then if it is at the time of the ksive, then it is possible even if the nekev does not extend all the way. So that's why the Rambam says v'tzorech li'zoya b'ksivoson k'idobik eiz b'eish shekolein she'inoeya makiflo mi'arba rechoseo. So it's possible, and the Shittas Rambam, as the Bais Yosef says, is in agreement with the principle expressed in the second Lashon of Bais Yosef. According to the second Lashon of Bais Yosef, the important consideration is at the time of the ksive. So if there is a nekev at the time of the ksive, even if it doesn't reach out all the way, it's possible. If the nekev develops after the ksive, so even if it reaches all the way, it's still kosher. Is still kosher. So when the Rambam says v'tzorech li'zoya b'ksivoson k'shlidobi keis be'eitz, and then he says shekolein she'ne'ir makif lo ma'abon chesel apostle, he means that if he writes on the border of a nekev, even though